This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do-or-die Game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
I started watching U of A, and I love these guys. You got, I mean, the way they move up and down the court, you got all these freshmen that are just studs already. So I've kind of gotten into U of A, had Tommy on, really was impressed with Tommy Lloyd. He's a cool guy, and he's fun. And I was telling him, I said, you know, I'm amazed. I said, most of these college coaches, they're wacko. They're running up and down the court. I said, you've got some poise to you, Tommy. And he goes, yeah, I don't want to let my team see me. If I'm sweating, I don't want them to sweat. You know, it's so I was really impressed. Got to know him a little bit. You played for Lute Olson.
Yes.
And I saw the other day, Tommy, after a victory, he paid tribute to the great Lute Olson. And that was cool to see. But tell me what makes that U of A Arizona basketball program so special. A lot of you alumni are coming back all the time.
You know, the thing about it is we try to get people to understand that Lute Olson, he became a father figure to a lot of players, and he had that teaching mindset. You know, he was always teaching throughout the game, and he was going down the bench and explaining to players certain situations as it goes on. And you'll see during the game, he'll walk down to the bench and start coaching and explaining to guys certain situations, what's going on in the game, to explain to them. And that's what he did pretty much throughout. He was a teacher of the game, and we learned a lot from him, you know, from being in the game, but also using that as going forward as men.
It went from Olson to Sean Miller and now to Tommy Lloyd. And it seems like a lot of you guys are around. I see in the crowd watching the games, you know, from Kerr to Tolbert to Matt Muehlbach, Luke Walton. So it's kind of 30, 40 years of Arizona basketball. Are you guys tight, like the alumni, like your generation versus maybe a generation 10 years ahead? Are you guys kind of, do you know each other just because you have that one thing in common?
Yeah, we do. We have a text thread throughout. Wow. Yeah, we have the kind of a group of the 88 boys, and then we have a group with the Wildcat Bros. So pretty much most of the guys who were in the Lute era, we get in a text thread and we chop it up all the time. And something's going on with certain players or certain people who in the group, we talk about it and we discuss it, and we try to see what guys need, and we try to help out in whatever we can. And you know, we have, like I said, Sean Elliott, you know, he wanted to go. I talked to him. He wanted to try to go to the games, but he's doing the Spurs game. So for him to try to squeeze in and get those games in is kind of tough. And then every year, Steve Kerr sets up a trip where guys go to San Francisco, and they have a lot of the guys show up, and he just take them to the games. The guys go out fishing, golfing. But he tries to keep that camaraderie going on, and that's awesome what Steve does.
What do you think of – well, first of all, this current modern college atmosphere with the new rules and all that, with the overturn of rosters, how tough do you think that is to keep a winner on the court with all the overturn you see? It's different than when me and you were in college. It's a different atmosphere with the with the money and the portal and all that stuff. Today's modern game, how tough is it to keep a winning group? Because you never know who's coming or going.
Well, you know, that's the toughest part about college nowadays. You got to start scouting some of these kids probably in sophomore, junior, and senior year of high school to try to figure out your and all these different schools, the rotation, and with the portal and with they paying all these guys, the problem is these schools have to figure out how much money they're going to have to, you know, to build up to be able to get certain players again for 1 year. And that's what's going on. It's year to year. And that's why I said you have to start when these kids are sophomore, junior, so you can figure out how you're going to squeeze these kids into your rotation if they're going to want to come to your school, knowing they're probably going to be one and done. So that's the tough part. Before, when I played, you know, guys go, you might have a guy go out his senior year or whatever, but I mean, his junior year, but usually all the guys stay 4 years. They develop as men. They develop as players. But now I think a lot of these players get to the NBA and they don't, I mean, I look at it in other sports as well. They don't know the game as well because they don't get a chance to learn the game. Because I feel college teaches you a lot about the game per se. And it teaches you a lot about life per se. And if a lot of these kids can come out learning the game, understanding the game, but also, again, life, because you get into these situations where some of these kids, they come up and they start doing some stuff that they shouldn't be doing. And if you had that, because once you get a lot of these kids come from high school, they go straight to college and they're out from college to the pros. You got to learn. You got to live a little. You got to understand what this life is. You've been out on your own going out there, you know, and that's the thing is that you in college teaches you a whole lot. You're out on your own. You see life experiences. You see a lot of kids, people from all over the world coming to your college and understanding that, hey, this is how life is going to be from this point forward. You're on your own life, but then guys coming in all this money and a whole lot of things change. When they say money changes people, it really does.
You know, that's a great point, Kenny, because I always thought, you know, we go to college, and this is back, you know, in the late 80s when you and me were in Pac-6 at the time. No. Six-pack.
No, Pac-10.
Pac-10, but for the baseball, it was a six-pack.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. But
you know what? I came out of high school, and you know, hard to believe, but as an 18-year-old man, I was as brash as you could be, and I thought I was the greatest player on earth, and how could you not draft me higher? I went to the University of Southern California, and you know what? Like you said, it teaches you about life. It's kind of a soft landing in college between, and now I'm talking baseball, high school and pro ball. Because pro ball is no joke. All of a sudden, you're 18, and you're at mommy's house, and mommy's making you meals, and mommy's doing your laundry, and then all of a sudden, you're off in Beloit playing 142 games with a wood bat, and you've never been away from home before, and you're 0 for 16, and guess what? You're going back to your apartment that you're rooming with five different guys, and you don't know what to do. And I thought at the time I was ready to go. College is the best thing that could have happened to me because, you know, I was away, but I was still 45 minutes from mom, and mom would bring me a meal and do some laundry for me, and I had a chance to live life a little bit, grow up, and know what it's like to be on my own. And after I went 0 for 4, going home to myself, I didn't have mom and dad there to kind of coddle me. So I think you're right. There's a lot of life lessons. You turn in from a young man to a grown man in those college years, and I think it's important. I'm sure you hear this all the time from parents, people you meet asking Kenny Lofton for advice. What about my son? And I always tell these guys, you know what? There's very few guys that are ready at 18 years old to go professional. I said, not only do they have to be physically mature beyond their years, but they have to be psychologically mature beyond their years to handle that sort of life. College is always that soft landing. You're in a...
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do or die game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.